Vice President J.D. Vance was the tie-breaking vote in a procedural hurdle to advance President Trump's rescissions package through the Senate. The rescissions package is a request from the president to rescind funds that were previously approved by Congress. Our Washington correspondent Luis Eduardo Martinez has more on the story.
A lot of these recommendations now are an implementation of what DOGE found in areas of the budget that they thought we could achieve savings, but not undermine the critical mission aspects of a lot of these, some of these programs do.
President Trump has requested Congress rescind some $9.4 billion in funds appropriated last December for USAID, NPR, and PBS. The clawback would not disrupt the core mission nor rescind total funding from the agencies it's targeting, but Democrats have promised to oppose them.
You know, DOGE comes along with its chainsaw approaches. They just cut, cut, cut. They have no idea what the consequences will be, and they don't give a hoot.
Gutting bipartisan investments, compromising our national security, hurting America's standard throughout the world is not popular.
Republican Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitch McConnell oppose the rescissions package, primarily on principle.
We're lawmakers. We should be legislating. What we're getting now is a direction from the White House and being told, this is the priority. We want you to execute on it. We'll be back with you with another round. I don't accept that. I'm going to be voting no.
The House of Representatives approved the $9.4 billion rescissions package last month.